KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 75. The only showers showing up on radar this hour are northeast of Carroll and around the Sioux City area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Council Bluffs police are looking for a suspect wanted in connection with a shooting that took place early this morning. Authorities say uniformed officers were called to the area of 71 Glenview Drive at around 1:10 a.m. for possible shots fired. Officers located the victim in a 3600 block of Avenue G. He was identified as 29-year-old Terry L. Eddy III of Omaha. The man had suffered a single gunshot wound to his left upper arm. Eddy was transported by Council Bluffs Rescue to Creighton Hospital in Omaha with a serious but non-life-threatening injury. An initial investigation indicated Eddy had an altercation with another subject in the 4100 block of Avenue B. After the altercation, Eddy left the area but was confronted by an unknown white male suspect in the 500 block of Benson Street. The suspect had produced a small caliber handgun and fired several times toward Eddy. The suspect has facial hair, is about 20 to 25 years of age, is 5 feet 7 inches tall, and has a thin build. The investigation is ongoing by the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information that may have been in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to contact the Council Bluffs PD at 712-328-4728. Or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Wednesday of a Villisca man on a domestic assault charge. At 2:46 p.m., officers arrested 52-year-old Gary Francis Morris of Villisca on a Montgomery County arrest warrant for domestic abuse assault first offense. Morris was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest this morning of 25-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs. Hale was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while revoked and failure to have SR-22 insurance. Hale was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And late Wednesday afternoon, Red Oak police arrested 57-year-old Mary Helen Adams of Red Oak on an active warrant out of Cass County for felony violation of probation. Adams was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy early Wednesday morning arrested a man for criminal mischief in the second degree. The deputy was dispatched at around 1:50 a.m. to 211 Mulberry Street in Oakland for a reported disturbance. After he arrived, the deputy spoke with a few individuals and took into custody 30-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens of Oakland. Stevens was booked into the Pott County Jail. Damage from the incident amounted to $1,500. Elsewhere in the news, a special election was held Tuesday for patrons of the Tri-Center School District. The election was to fill a vacancy on the Tri-Center School Board, a petition for which was filed earlier this year. According to the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office, there were only two names on the ballot. The winner with 112 votes was Katie Osdemore. The other candidate, Jay Hanbury, received just 27 votes. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office here in Atlantic reports the southbound Interstate 29 access to U.S. Highway 275 and Iowa 92 in Council Bluffs will be closed beginning Monday, September 19th, weather permitting, for interstate road construction work. Travelers should use the South Expressway, Exit 3, to exit the interstate during the ramp closure. Officials say it's expected the ramp will reopen in late October when additional minor lane shifts on U.S. 275 and Iowa 92 will take place before construction is completed. The southbound I-29 on-ramp and northbound off-ramp are still closed, but those are expected to open this fall. All lanes of U.S. 275 and Iowa 92 will be open to traffic on Tuesday, November 15th. Also in the news, authorities say a body has been pulled from the Missouri River in South Dakota, and medical examiners will determine if it's that of a Briarcliff student who's been missing since last week. The Union County, South Dakota Sheriff's Office told the Sioux City Journal that human remains were recovered Wednesday from the river. The remains were sent to the medical examiner's office in Sioux Falls for identification. Authorities have been searching the river for the body of 23-year-old Tom Patterson of Frostburg, Maryland, who was swimming with friends on September 4th, southwest of Elk Point, South Dakota, when he disappeared. Authorities have said that information from a witness indicates Patterson was trying to help other swimmers back to shore when he was swept away by the current. In the funeral announcements, Gene Cleaver, age 89 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Gene Cleaver will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter St. Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Russman, age 85, of Avoca, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Richard Russman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Howard Bennett, age 88, of Redfield, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Howard Bennett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Stewart Friends Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Russell Spanky Bradford Christensen, Jr., age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Russell Spanky Christensen, Jr., will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laura Fancher, age 66, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Laura Fancher will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Rose Ann Schnutgen, age 84, of Harlan and formerly of Defiance, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Rose Schnutgen are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Dula Thompson, age 92, of Lewis, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Dula Thompson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.